So, Sylvia, what have you been up to?
We're obviously in lockdown. No problem for writers because we've got so much to do. Lots of us are working on our books and articles and all the various groups that I mentioned, particularly the Billericay Readers Group, reading our new book, which is, it's about a murder. The Murder of Harriet Monckton, published a couple of years ago by Elizabeth Haynes. Mm. And it really is a very exciting book. A bit nasty, a bit gruelish, but anyway, 20 of us all reading that book at the moment. We finished The Salt Path, quite enjoyed that, but this one, is great. The summary of the book is about a woman, always that word respectable when you're talking about Victorian writers and people, and this girl is killed in a toilet at the back of a church. There's a little hint of feminism in his book. Mm-hmm. It's a great read. And plus another book, Trudy Lewis's book, The Girl at Conway Place, another intellectual sort of gaslighting, intellectual scary problem there.
Yeah.
And you would like that. You mm-hmm. would love that. Very dramatic.
Yep.
Very dramatic, Michelle. Lots of things going on at Brentwood Writers' Circle. You'll hear a bit about that in a moment when we introduce our guests. But one very sad thing that happened the other day, your friend and mine, Ivy Lord, died just a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I'm still coming to terms with that. Last few years, she lived in a home at Hatfield Peveril, a wonderful writer for over 25 years, produced about 30-odd books.
Yeah.
And there were still books coming out because she has a new agent, new publisher, and a new name, Maggie Ford.
Yes.
But it's really our lovely Ivy. Mm. And the news is so recent that, as I say, we're all very sad.